Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation from the White House last night. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
In an Oval Office address,
it's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
President Biden explaining his historic decision to withdraw from the presidential race.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
Biden praising his vice president, likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable.
Without naming him directly, Biden seemed to take a jab at former President Trump.
Kings and dictators do not rule. The people do.
Today, Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who addressed both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Dozens of lawmakers boycotted the speech, angry at Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. Citing continued injuries, two-time Olympic tennis gold medalist Andy Murray has now withdrawn from the singles competition in Paris, says he will only play doubles, the announcement made this morning. This is ABC News. The record for the world's hottest day has been broken once again.
Sunday, then Monday, becoming the hottest days humans have ever measured, according to Europe's climate service. The agency's director, Carlo Buontempo, saying, quote, this is human-caused climate change in action, end quote, with the heat being driven by oceans that won't cool down and an unseasonably warm Antarctica. The Earth has set heat records for 13 straight months. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In Texas, former Uvalde school police officer Adrian Gonzalez appears in court today on charges of failing to protect students during the response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in 2022. Gonzalez and former Uvalde school's police chief Pete Arredondo were indicted by a grand jury back in June. Officials in Southern California warning people in Montecito to be alert as they battle an active infestation of fire ants that are highly aggressive, they say, in nature and could pose a risk. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently, shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups. You are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last we knew, an armed and dangerous man was still on the loose in the Baraboo area. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started with an attempted traffic stop. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order that's since been lifted. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. Wardens say remember to wear safety equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but, you know, our bullpen was, our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL. as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better to be a Super Bowl defense. We want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we'll be revisiting some of Kamala's best moments versus Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, and Jeff Sessions. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. John and Gordy, the family show overlooking State Street this morning. Everything is dry, everything is nice, sunny, beautiful day today.
It is bright and sunny. Here, I'm hearing reports of fog out in the outlying areas, and along the river valleys, and so you might see some of that as you get started this morning. Right now, 59 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we had some clouds overnight, but most of it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And sunshine today. Shall we use the weather roulette wheel to check out the high temperatures? Let's roll the ball into the wheel there, Sam. See what's going on here today.
Let's see what it is.
What is the high temperature?
Where it's at. Let's find out where it's at.
It is going to be 78 this afternoon. Perfect. Beautiful day.
Except for the humidity, right?
Well, humidity not too bad. You know, some of the fog out there, but it's not bad today, but it's going to get over the weekend by Saturday and Sunday. It's going to get really humid.
Yeah.
Especially Sunday, and they're talking about showers and thunderstorms now Sunday. So we'll wait and see on that, but today looks gorgeous.
I just feel like, you know, we should be a swampland. Somehow Wisconsin should have more swampy areas.
Yeah, you know, Madison is one of only two cities in the U.S. that was built on an isthmus.
Oh, really?
You know what the other one is?
No, what is it?
I don't know. No, it's Seattle.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, you learn something new every day today on the John and Gordy Show. That's what we're here for.
There was flooding, and I can't remember where it is, somewhere on the east side, I suppose, near the Yahara.
Yeah.
There's always floods there. It always floods there. And it's because a city is built on a low water plane area. So, you know, we're just, and they're trying to figure out a way to deal with that, with the sewer system in some way, shape, or form. They've replaced the sewer system in a lot of places in the area, but not in that area. It's like over 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much they can do about it.
So yeah.
Why worry about it? They haven't fixed it yet. Why would they fix it now? Fix what we can fix and then just, you know, let the rest of it just
go. That works.
Go.
Okay. Well, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, you can't, if you know it's going to flood, just avoid that area. You know, that's what they tell you. Just put up the signs and drive around it.
Unless you have a house or something like that. Yeah. Some inconvenient
situation. Probably knew that was the case.
Maybe not.
Let's check the National Day calendar and see what's going on today. It's the 25th day of July. You know, we're getting ready for the last weekend of July.
Mm-hmm.
Time is just marching on. So what day is it today? Is it Wine and Cheese Day? Is it or is it not Hire a Veteran Day? Is it National Tandem Bicycle Day? Is it National Refreshment Day? How about, could it be Hot Fudge Sunday Day or not? How about Merry-Go-Round Day? Or is it Thread the Needle Day or not? Or Intern Day or Chili Dog Day? Chili Dog Day. Which day does not belong, John Peterson?
Tandem Bicycle Day.
You are correct.
Really?
You actually won for a change.
Wow, that sounded like a real holiday.
Tandem Bicycle Day. Right. Why would they have a day just devoted to two-person bikes?
Why not?
Well, I suggested it,
but
they turned
it down. Why do
we
have Hot Fudge Sunday Day?
Well, I don't
know.
Come
on, really?
Wine and cheese, is that still a thing? I think people love wine, but do they still do the wine and cheese bit? Is that like fondue?
In radio. Yeah. And television. Did you have these wine and cheese
parties?
Yeah. Where they had, a wine sponsor would come in and the radio station or the TV station would sponsor it and everybody would go down there. I've been to so many of those.
I don't recall.
It's just a radio thing, but maybe. We did that.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. That was where I learned that Australia had great wines.
Australia?
I'm not a wine aficionado.
They
have some of the best wines and very inexpensive.
Almost every time I have a glass of wine, which is maybe twice a year, headache right away.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, that's just because it's bad wine.
I guess so. It's the cheap stuff. You got to get off the Ripple and, Boone's Farm.
TJ Swan.
MD 2020.
You need some of Ed's wine.
Ed's wine. You're exactly right.
There you go.
On July 25th, we celebrate the ultimate pairing of wine and cheese. National Wine and Cheese Day provides an opportunity to enjoy some of our favorites or sample something new. The pairings of wine and cheeses has been a regionalized tradition, it says here.
Especially in this area.
Across wine-producing cultures, many pair their regional wines and local cheeses. For example, the French Brie region is noted for tannic wine varietals. Varietals. I don't know what that... Do you know what that means?
No.
Me either.
Well, obviously a variety.
Not a wine snob. Their Beaujolais goes well with the Brie produced in the air. Okay, that's enough about wine and
Brie
cheese.
Brie is kind of a sweet cheese, so...
Right?
Have something a little tart.
Yeah, something to go with a wine.
I don't like tart wines at all.
No. It's National Hire a Veteran Day today. If you know a veteran that's looking for a gig, today would be a good day to check them out .
What a great suggestion. Thank
every
you.
Day, hundreds of our military personnel leave the service in search of civilian employment. National Hire a Veteran Day reminds employers to consider veterans to fill their open positions. As highly trained, qualified individuals, they're ideal for numerous trades. So, legislation actually protects separating service members as they enter the civilian workforce. Mm-hmm. However, the best way any potential employer can honor a veteran is to hire one. Okay?
There you go. Sure. It seems like a lot of veterans go into politics.
That happens.
Yeah. We're watching a lot of the political ads, right, with these guys saying, I was a veteran and I know how to use a rifle, and I'm ready for Congress.
I think J.D. Vance, he was in the service, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was a Marine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's making a name for himself already.
For some reason, they think being in the military is a precursor to being a really good politician. I've never understood that.
I think that goes back to Eisenhower. Because he was a general. He helped to win the World War II. So he was a real hero.
But he didn't need a rifle. He didn't have to, show how well he shot up posters of the competition and acted like, that guy was never in the military. Mm-hmm. I'm much better than him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think an American is an American. You don't have to be a veteran to prove that you're, patriotic.
You're right. By the way, did you see Biden's speech last night to the nation? That was really something. We'll talk about that a little later on. But National Refreshment Day is today. Celebrate fun at the hottest time of the year. The beverage holiday toasts the moments of ice and cold refreshments, and especially a nice cold beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Refreshments. Yeah. They're good. Okay, next. He's got a long list today, so I'm kind of breezing through these. National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Do you like Hot Fudge Sundays?
It's it's a special treat, I guess. But
gooey
no,
and messy.
Who cares?
I don't know. National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Who has the time to heat up hot fudge? I mean,
Yeah, good point.
Just ridiculous.
It is. Feast on this tasty ice cream dessert that combines hot and cold. Sam, do you like hot fudge sundaes with a cherry on top?
It's been a long time since I had one, since I was a kid.
Even more important to note, the dessert has been served since 1906.
Wow.
That has been a long time. It's old hot fudge. Do you have your favorite hot fudge music or anything like that that you like to listen to?
Vanilla Fudge? It was
funny
a band.
You say that, John. Yeah. It's an instrumental, so nobody would get it if I played it, but I will play it for you.
Just
Johnny and the Hurricanes.
There you go.
Hot Fudge.
Let's listen to this a few moments. Kind of bubbling. Hot.
That's kind of peppy.
Puts you in the mood for hot fudge.
I guess so. Okay. It's merry-go-round day. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. carnival music and merry-go-rounds, they go around together. Let's see. The merry-go-round is one of the oldest amusement rides, also known as the carousel. The merry-go-round rotates on a circular platform around a pole. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we really need to know about merry-go-rounds.
One thing about merry-go-rounds, when you're watching the older movies, they used to feature gunfights on merry-go-rounds. Right?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Right.
What are you talking about? Westerns.
I always found that was really stupid because it would circle around and the people would chase each other on this merry-go-round going around in a circle. But technically, they are on a stationary object. So chasing somebody in a merry-go-round really is inconsequential. I don't know. I've never understood it.
Yeah, that is kind of odd.
It is.
What was that? Was there a Hitchcock movie or something? Or maybe it was Twilight Zone where the merry-go-round started spinning around faster and faster.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop it. And the guy had to climb underneath the merry-go-round from the outside into the innards and to shut it down. It was scary.
Well, yeah.
And the way they shot it was great.
Yeah, that's one of those memorable episodes of the Twilight Zone. Yeah. And merry-go-round was used also in The Punisher. On Netflix, Punisher, and that's where the Punisher's family was killed, and that's why he became the Punisher.
Punisher. Remember the Twilight Zone?
You remember the Punisher, right?
I don't remember the
skull T-shirt?
No, it doesn't.
And it was adopted by skinheads.
Oh,
so then it didn't become a very popular T-shirt after that.
Okay. I don't recall the Punisher. So it was a movie or a TV show?
It was a series on Netflix. It's a Marvel character.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't see it.
No, wait. Is it Marvel?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
It's National Thread the Needle Day. Does this deserve a day, really?
That's what we do on this show every day. We thread that needle.
That's what we try to do. It has multiple meanings.
That's one of the meanings.
We recognize several ways to celebrate this national day.
Mm-hmm.
The literal meaning, taking a thread and guiding it through a sewing needle. The metaphorical sense, finding a path through two opposing views, often used by politicians.
See?
The game move, a type of billiard move where the ball is shot precisely through a narrow pathway. That's the thread and a needle. It's also a yoga pose. The head and shoulders should rest comfortably on the floor. Okay, never mind. And a sports metaphor. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a couple more National Day things we're going to get to here. It's a long list today, and we've also got the history book ready to be dusted off. Sam is getting all ready.
We're talking politics later on.
Oh, boy.
Some court cases you might want to be interested in.
All right. It's 18 minutes past the hour, 59 degrees. Coming back with more National Day calendar items right after this.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Coffee.
Is this a coffee vocal version? Was this Percolator?
This is Perky.
Perky.
Now I want even more coffee. I think this was the start of a Maxwell House coffee coffee commercial. That's
Gordy, true. How much coffee That's do true. You need? Like you,
I
you
need
come
a
in with
lot.
This big tall travel mug every day.
Yep.
And sometimes you even refill it.
I do. Coffee all morning long.
Yes.
Coffee all day.
I mean, we're pushing coffee on the show constantly, and there's a reason for it. We can't get enough of it.
Actually, I'm pretty...
Hey, anybody want coffee?
Yes, oh, over here.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah, let him in here for a change. Let's top our... Coffee? Over this way. Come here, buddy. Okay. Away he goes. Off into the wilderness.
You know, I got a coffee story.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to share it
I spent the last week... trying to figure out how to drink more coffee.
Because? Why?
Because I find it very acidic, and it upsets my stomach a little bit. So yeah. I thought, because I drink so much coffee, you know, I'm getting a stomach ache each and every morning when I walk out of here. So I'm thinking, if I could just get a lower acidic coffee, and they make it. They make low acid coffees out there, but it's a special brewing process, higher temperature, lower temperatures, but it doesn't get roasted in a drum and come in contact with metal. For some reason, that makes it more acidic. And then I ordered some of that online. I have a couple of bags, and this morning is the first day of having my non-acidic type coffee. Now, then, on top of that, I have an under-the-sink reverse osmosis water system.
Okay.
Okay, and it cleans out everything in the water, including the minerals. So I had the guy come out, and he put a mineral filter in, and now it adds and more alkaline water to our system. So alkaline waters are good for your health. It's good for your body and your system. I didn't know that. And it also is great for brewing coffee. So now I have a more alkaline water in our kitchen sink, and I use that to make the coffee in my low acidic beans. This is what I've been spending all my time on.
What a coffee snob you are, John.
2 weeks.
So does it change the taste of the coffee at all? Does
it actually tastes richer and smoother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I guess I'm just hooked on bad coffee. It's not really very good. It's like cheap coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I use
You use a canned?
What's that?
The canned coffee
grounds.
Yeah,
canned coffee. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never gone in for hoity-toity fluffy coffee.
You grind them fresh every day, John?
I do.
Yeah. I don't, I'm actually trying to get off of coffee, but I do drink it for, the first 20 minutes of the day. I drink
what
it.
What are you thinking of replacing it with?
I just sip it, you know, and
CBD?
I drink it water.
Gummies?
God, no. Good Lord, no. Oh, God. I think all that's crap myself. I do.
Yeah.
I know people love gummies now and CBD. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it tastes awful, and I don't like the supposed buzz you get. It doesn't.
Well, I'm not a big fan of gummies either.
Doesn't do anything for me.
But
that's.
You like the smoked version?
Yeah, that I'll do once in a great while.
Yeah.
Not very much anymore.
I used to do that too, but smoking pot for me, I talk backwards.
Yeah, I know you do.
For some reason,
I've seen you do that. Sometimes I wonder if you're doing that on the show here. But, you know, maybe you didn't
Maybe I should start doing that. Yeah. It's quite a talent.
Oh, we got a text here, John. It says, John, look up the first webcam. It's coffee related. What is this, Sam?
I'm a little fuzzy on the story, but if I remember right, the very first like live streaming webcam on the internet was pointed at a coffee maker in like the kitchen of this research lab. Okay. Because all of the researchers wanted to know when they needed to make a fresh pot of coffee. So they would just go and check the live stream rather than needing to get up and check the coffee maker.
Wow. That's okay.
You
know,
we should do that here.
We should.
Yes. We could have it idea. Right on our screen here.
We could. Yeah. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate your comments. You can always send us a text on the Civic Media app or do it at 608-879-8255. There's a couple of more national days here.
Okay.
One's Intern Day. You know about that. Interns are great. Hire them. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Chili Dog Day. So, you know, if you like chili dogs, you know, get a chili dog today.
I think people get chili dogs to cover the flavor.
I think they're disgusting. I can't do it. I cannot do them anymore.
It's just chili.
Did you see where the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile got into an accident? Did you see that?
No. When did that happen?
It was actually, they have these new Oscar Mayer mini.
Oh, they do.
Mini vehicles.
Mini hot dogs.
They're kind of like minivans with a hot dog strapped on the top. And it got into some accident on an interstate. Nobody was hurt, you know, but it showed the hot dog was kind of roughed up. And the bun didn't look very good either.
So are the hot dogs fairly large on top of those minivans?
They're not as big as, you know, the old Wienermobiles.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to see those all
hot
the time doggers. Around here. The
hot doggers grow them, yeah.
Yeah. Sam, did you have some history items? Do we have time for that?
Oh, boy, do I.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I still resent Oscar Mayer moving out of this town.
Yeah, what is up with that?
That really,
why did they do that?
That really made us angry.
They got bought by Kraft,
didn't
right?
Didn't the East Side always smell like hot dogs, though?
Oh, it smelled a lot worse than that.
Around Oscar Mayer.
Well, I live in that neighborhood, so I'm glad that it's gone for that reason.
Fine. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. There's not even a hint, but it's been gone for years, right?
Yeah.
So what's in the history book here?
Well, boy, today in 1832, the first recorded railroad accident.
Bring us down. Sad.
Well, I mean, I don't know much of the details about it. I know that four people were accidentally thrown off a 34-foot cliff.
Most
of them survived, actually.
34?
You're kidding. Yeah, off of a moving train, which is kind of crazy.
It's like in a movie, isn't
but,
it?
But, yeah.
It's wild.
Good for them, at least, that for the ones that survived.
Like a Fast and Furious episode.
To have been part of the very first train accident.
Yeah.
Today in 1965, Bob Dylan goes electric. He has his electric controversy. He plays an electric guitar at a concert for the first time, and the crowd boos.
That was at the Newport Jazz Festival, and it was a big deal because Bob was a folkie, and then here he comes out with an electric guitar.
He's selling out to the regular rock crowd.
Playing like a Rolling Stone. I've got to say that I remember that.
Yeah.
And people were so upset, so angry about it. My sister was a big folkie. She was in a group, a folk group, and the electric thing just blew her mind. She just turned her back on Dylan.
Yeah, well, a lot of the folkies started to try to do that after Dylan did it.
Then it caught on.
Well, it caught on, but a lot of the original folkies were not rock and rollers at all. They didn't like rock and roll music at all.
Yeah. And then, of course, his addition of adding an organ in his music, that broke a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else in the history book?
Yes. Today in 1978, Louise Joy Brown was born. Yeah. She was the very first baby conceived through IVF.
Okay.
Big breakthrough in
1978.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a while.
I didn't realize we should ban that.
You know,
get rid of it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, 1978.
It's not a.
They didn't know what they were doing back then.
I guess they didn't. All right.
Well, that was an interesting day.
It was good stuff. It is 6:29, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's
he's having fun.
Big speech. He's going to have fun now.
Yeah.
He's going to take some time and relax.
Relax.
Put his feet
take
up.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, joining you on a Thursday morning. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is celebrating its sixth anniversary. Program manager Abigail Winkle says that today, Friday, and Saturday, they're offering special activities and free admission for the kiddos. One of the must-sees is the birthing barn.
Easily the wow factor here at Farm Wisconsin, a must-see, is our Land O'Lakes birthing barn. Our birthing barn offers the opportunity to witness a calf being born right here on site. Since opening, we've welcomed over 750 calves born here on site. These calves take their first breath here, their first steps, and enjoy their first meal here at Farm Wisconsin, all while people are watching, which is really unique to our facility at Farm Wisconsin.
In honor of their sixth anniversary, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is offering free youth admission today, Friday, and Saturday, and they've got an awesome lineup of activities for both kids and adults. You can see the full schedule at farmwisconsin.org. Abigail Winkle joining us. She's the program manager at the facility. Stick around. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Grain markets are starting the day a little lower. From Chicago, cash corn is down a penny and a quarter at 4.02 and a half. December new crop corn also down a penny and a quarter, trading at 4.16 and three quarters. Cash soybeans are down a nickel and three quarters at 11.05 and a quarter. And November new crop soybeans are trading down 4.5 cents at 10.59 and a half. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 4 cents at 5.43 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are moving slightly higher to start the day. The August Class 3 milk contract is up 2 cents at $20.45 a hundredweight. The September contract is up 4 cents at $21.37. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn all about the things available at the Pewaukee Public Library. J.R. Radcliffe here to talk sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Bum, bum,
From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Department Store, which this week only is featuring its annual clearance sale. No, not clearance. This is their clearance sale. Any customer named Clarence will receive 15% off any purchase during this week only. Offer void where not prohibited by law.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does. It's 6:35.
Oh, yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and go to the Civic Media app and text us and give us a call. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a number of responses, and we'll get to one of them in just a moment.
Okay. We have clear skies for the most part this morning and a little bit of fog in some of those low-lying areas, and it's going to be sunny today, high near 78. Again, right now, 59 degrees. This portion of the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
I stayed up kind of late last night.
Did you?
Yeah. About 10:15. Oh, hit the hay at that time.
Really?
But I had to finish watching Idiocracy.
You know, I've heard about this movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. Well, I did see it a long time ago. Yes,
right?
Yes.
Perfect, because I did too.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I saw it. I thought overacted. You know, mm-hmm. the characters were caricatures.
Yes.
You know, of people. But this time, mm-hmm. it's on Hulu. You can check it out on Hulu now.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, this is it. This is fantastic. I'm going to check this out. And I was glued to this movie.
When did it come out?
I don't know. Mike Judd
yes.
did the script and directing and everything else.
Yeah.
And it is spot on.
This, yeah.
You know what? I now think the movie is a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It really is. The characters... maybe a little, you know, ridiculous, yeah. Well, but now after watching Megas, I'm thinking it's pretty damn close to reality at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And but the jokes, these are visual jokes, and
yeah.
they have Mike Judge has all this stuff that he has plastered all over mm-hmm. inside of the movie, like mm-hmm. you know, product placement,
yeah.
and all of these different products. But the funniest thing of all was something that didn't exist in this area, in the Madison area, and that was Costco. So I was unfamiliar with Costco. I didn't know much about it.
Right.
And in the movie, they have a Costco in the movie. Do you remember that?
I remember that it was in there. I can't remember why.
Costco, they're walking to Costco because the time machine is supposedly in Costco.
That's
and they want to go back to their original time.
Yeah.
So Costco, they overlook on a hilltop, they're overlooking Costco. And Costco looks like the size of a city. Seriously, it is just gigantic.
Costco,
it is just covers the entire landscape, and so they go into Costco, and the guy greeting them at the door says, "Welcome to Costco. I love you." Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah.
So they're walking in and they're trying to get some electronic devices, okay?
Yeah.
In order to make it to the time machine.
Right.
So one of them says to the other, and this is, you know, you're looking at this gigantic box store, right? And one guy says to the other, "Well, the electronics department is about 45 minutes that way." I'm just like, you know.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is just a
great movie.
It actually is a fun movie. The plot actually gets in the way of all the placements of jokes and humor that Mike Judge always puts into his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of the great, great movies. And now, really close to reality.
Yeah.
Really close.
Sam, did you have something to...
No, we just had a text asking what the name of the movie was again, but you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yep.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Somebody also says Mike Judge really nailed wearing Crocs and pajamas in public. I don't know what that's about.
No,
does he do that a lot?
No.
I don't know about that, but Yeah, last night I was watching, and I dialed over to Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. They have new Beavis and Butthead episodes Mike Judge.
Oh,
yeah, I watched a couple of them last night. They're pretty funny, but they're a little too slick. Mm-hmm. You know how Beavis and Butthead originally? I mean, the animation
very rough stuff.
It was rough.
Yeah,
I think they've cleaned it up a little too much. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd go back to the old style, but it was still pretty funny. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead go hunting with this old guy. It was just really funny.
Wow. Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
They did a bunch of new episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still as dumb as ever, but you know, that's television.
Well, you know, we've got to appeal to Gen Zs now, and we got to clean Beavis and Butthead up a little bit, because the Gen Zs are very concerned about their looks.
I like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. I haven't watched a ton of it, but my dad showed me some from when he was, like, my age.
Oh,
it's a funny show.
It is. Yeah. It's got a certain sense of humor to
it. Yes, it does.
I'm still scratching my head wondering, what the hell was Beavis and Butthead doing in a Saturday Night Live bit? You guys didn't see that?
I know, I didn't.
Remember, when was
that?
Oh,
yeah.
When was that?
Just recently.
Okay.
Maybe about a month and a half ago?
Well, they're trying to promote the new episodes, I guess, the new season.
Maybe that's it.
I think they made, you know, 8 or 10 of them.
But it was kind of a pointless thing. And it was,
Beavis and Butthead. Yes.
They were having a discussion, and a group of people were around them in their little discussion, and the camera would suddenly focus on Beavis as one of the crowd members. Everybody just splitting up.
Yeah.
The guy speaking in this crowd, you know, in this discussion, noticed Beavis.
Wait a minute. I do remember this episode. It was a real person that was portraying Beavis.
Yes.
And then the Butthead came along into it a little bit later. I do recall that. Yeah. That was last season sometime.
And then Butthead.
Yeah.
Was came in.
In the background somewhere.
It came in later, and it was just, it was one of the great bits.
Yeah.
It was just visual.
It was visual. Yeah.
Pure visual.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Atwood Fest is this weekend, you know, this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
It's back. It's back again. 30 great bands on 3 music stages on Madison's East Side. Those two guys, John and Gordy, will be there with their WMDX. You know, they're from the morning show on WMDX.
I hear they're always late.
I think they are, yeah. They're going to be at the Sugar Maple stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going to Atwood Fest, be sure to check out the Civic Media Truth booth. This is where people can go and record their stories or opinions, you know, ask them some questions, and they can talk to us and tell us their stories, or if they've got some editorial views, they can do that too. All those conversations will be posted on our website at civicmedia.us, and some of the best ones might make it on the air too. So Atwood Fest is this Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th on the 2000 block of Atwood Avenue in Madison. 3 stages, 30 bands, lots of great food, vendors up and down Atwood Avenue. Get to atwoodfest.com/#music. And now tomorrow, Rocker is going to be here in the studio with us.
Yes.
And give us more on
a little
Atwood
preview
Fest.
Of what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tell us finally what we're going to do, what our responsibilities
are.
I wouldn't give us too many responsibilities.
Right. We'll be at the Sugar Maple stage. That's our responsibility.
That's
we're going to be there, and we'll be introducing the bands.
Do you have any idea? Afternoon, right? 3 or 4?
I think it's earlier than that. Oh. I think it's noon to 6 or something like that, but not all the time. You know, there are bands that play for an hour or so, and there are 3 or 4 bands. I don't know the exact. We'll ask Rocker tomorrow.
You're going to be stuck there all 48 hours.
No, that's
stuck there.
That's not happening.
Well, we'll be there, you know, wandering around in between.
I don't mind wandering around and, you know, making a guest appearance, but I'm not going to hang out for 6 hours.
Well, come on, man. It's Atwood Fest. It happens once a year, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you've convinced me now.
God. It's a fun time.
Speaking of music at Atwood Fest, somebody texted in about us talking about Bob Dylan earlier. Anna says, you were talking about Bob Dylan. In December, a movie about Dylan is coming out. Timothy Chalamet is playing him, based on the book Dylan Goes Electric.
Okay. Wow. When's that coming out? September?
December, I believe. It's called A Complete Unknown.
Oh.
Okay. Were we okay?
Johnny at the movie says something to look forward to.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I want to go see that Twisters movie.
Everyone in Idiocracy wears Crocs.
That's what another texter is telling us and showing us a picture. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's truly a fun movie.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. We got to watch it again.
And when you see the visuals of the city,
mm-hmm.
it is hilarious. Oh, man. I mean, giant buildings, you know, have fallen over. And
yeah. Now, the other movie that's coming out this weekend is Deadpool and
Wolverine. And
Wolverine.
Yeah, that's going to be the big blockbuster.
Is that going to knock off Twisters? I think Twisters...
I think it will.
It's doing really well.
I think it will. You know, Pete Schwab was talking about that, and they're thinking maybe, he was saying, they're thinking if they're making a sequel or a prequel. How do you make a prequel, you know? Kind of a nice sunny day the day before, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not much there.
doesn't make any sense at all.
The day before a tornado. And no. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
That's the movies.
Yeah, okay. It is. It is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Johnny at the Movies, big thumbs up for Idiocracy.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
It's crazy stuff. Now, you may not like it the first time around, but the second time you will see all the stuff and it makes all sense. Well, I think, you know, after Mega, I think actually they'll like it the first time through. Yeah. Maybe this time.
Yeah.
All right.
Check it out. And it's on Hulu now?
Yep. Hulu. Mm-hmm. We have Hulu Plus where we get all our TV stations. Mm-hmm. And we've got Disney Plus on there, commercial free, ESPN commercial free, the whole thing.
Okay.
Whole package. Yeah. So that's how we get our TV now.
There you go.
And we tried YouTube TV, but...
You didn't like it, huh?
I didn't like it.
No kidding.
Yeah. It stored the shows in a weird way. It stores them all year long, and you want to get rid of them. You don't want this big stack of shows, and you got to page through them if there's one of them that you missed. I just didn't... It wasn't great.
Okay.
It wasn't great. All right. Speaking of humor...
Yeah? Yeah?
Biden is out there telling jokes now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Grandpa Biden's telling jokes?
That's right. He's getting up on stage at the comedy clubs.
For as much as you make fun of Eric Hovde being a stand-up comedian, I guess the president actually
is
now.
See?
Huh?
See? Yeah, it's caught on.
Well,
so
why
Eric
not?
Hovde He's... was on the cutting edge, apparently. Cut 120, you got that queued up there because
let's hear it.
I thought this was pretty good. He's relaxed. Mm. All right. And okay. And the headline was filter is off. The next few months are gonna be fun. So let's check out the intro.
Okay. By the way, remember what he was trying to deal with COVID? He said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it, all went to his hair.
Where's the rim shot?
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you should have said that.
That's good.
Oh, wow. It's good stuff, isn't it?
We'll see a new side for Joe Biden.
Well, I'd love to see a new side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I want to get back to a comment from Kurt. He said, I think you're missing a component, and that's the political engagement of Gen Zers. We were talking about Gen Zers with Mike McCabe yesterday at Short Stack. And how they're going to be the ones that are going to have to pull us out of all of this. Yes. They're going to have to save America eventually because millennials are falling in line with the MAGAs at this point.
Mm.
So we're talking Gen Z, putting all of the responsibility on Sam and his group. Gen Z now has to get up to speed, not only on politics, but truly understanding our past history.
Hmm.
And Sam has the history book.
Yeah, and he's up on history. He's really good at history.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to have to be one of the Gen Z leaders.
Yeah, you got
to
step
save
up.
The country.
Step it up, Sam.
All right.
Step it
save
up.
Save us.
That's right.
Because we're going into the old age home any minute. So.
Well, it happens.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Also, the rise of OnlyFans today mirrors the rampant prostitution in the move.
What? I don't understand.
In the movie Idiocracy.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Prostitution is huge in that movie. One of the only occupations that they've listed.
Idiocracy.
All right.
Rachel Maddow's got a new project, right?
She does.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that.
Not a new project. She's talking about Project 2025.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. We're coming up with more of the John and Gordy Show.
Okay. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Mad Radio, WMDX. It's a mad, mad, mad world at the Mad Pad, the John and Gordy Family Show.
6:51 and cool 59 degrees, sunshine today, and highs in the upper 70s.
You know, a little bit later on, I want to get to something from J.D. Vance, but I a little preview because it kind of relates to Idiocracy a lot. And that is, you know, he wants to hold, he wants families that, well, voters who have families to get, have special treatment over people who don't have families, okay?
Mm.
They get to count their children as extra votes. Well, anyway, we'll get into that later. But we're talking about this J.D. Vance movement on the religious right,
right,
where they want people to have families. They want to encourage more kids, and that's why they're, you know, forcing women to have babies now. So in this movie, Idiocracy, that's how everything kind of fell apart. Because the smart couple who wait for maybe better a job or wait until they buy a house to have a family, and, you know, they keep putting it off. And we did that as well until, you know, we felt a little more stable. That's when we decided to have kids. Right. But, you know, the smart couple kept putting it off. But the other people in the South, the people generally, the MAGAs, let's put it that way, not just in the South, but the MAGAs, they kept having kids, just, you know, just rampantly having kids, and the uneducated MAGAs proliferated and became the dominating culture in this country. And that is that's the premise of the movie.
Right.
That no one has an education. They're not very smart. They're
Idiocracy,
the dumbest people
again
in the world with
Just Idiocracy. Everybody's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's stupid. And the smart people kind of just faded away because they waited to have kids and never had them.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else did. And that was the dumbing down of society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their premise anyway.
But I also like in the movie that that one guy, you know, goes into the time, well, it's not a time machine.
No, it's a casket-like thing. They were frozen.
He's frozen for what? He's supposed to be frozen for 20 years or something. It ends up being frozen for 500 years.
Well, right. What happened was
a little problem.
The cryogenic lab ran out of money. So they bulldozed the building with the cryogenic caskets in it.
In it, yeah.
And then they, you know, discovered him like, you know, 200, 300 years later, broke open the caskets, and these guys came out and found themselves in this different world.
Right.
Idiocracy world.
Good stuff. We're not giving it away.
No, it's...
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story. So right. I have this cut from Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that this is kind of special is because she talks about Project 2025, but she does it in like 42 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's
good.
It's a 900-page thing.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this cut.
Are the authors of the Project 2025 policy blueprint you have heard so much about? The policy blueprint for what the Republicans plan to do if they do succeed in getting Trump and now Vance back into the White House. A national abortion ban is just the start. Try cracking down on birth control and fertility treatment. Try banning pornography. Try defunding the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Say goodbye to the Department of Education and the Environmental Protection Agency and the FDA. Really? The Food and Drug Administration. Because who among us doesn't want to think we're buying aspirin, but it turns out to be rat poison?
There you go.
Woo. Yeah.
It just kind of sums everything up. And there was a fact check. Kamala was talking about Project 2025. She's bringing it up an awful lot now.
Yeah.
In her initial speeches here, anyway. Yeah.
She was in Milwaukee yesterday.
Yeah, and there were a few fact checks in it, which were not true, but they were asked about it. She mentioned that Social Security is out. You know, they're going to cut Social Security.
That's what they want to do.
Take the Affordable Care Act out, and that's not in Project 2025. Mm. It's not real. Mm. That's not it. But they were asked about it. You know, this isn't true. What do you have to say about it? And their campaign basically said that we're treating everything that Trump says as Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily the 900-page report. It is everything he wants to do, he's planning on doing, has said in the past he's going to do. So that's their excuse. That's why they're going to get away with saying that.
Okay.
But there are fact checks out there. And yeah, she's got it. You know, she doesn't really. Here's the thing. Yeah. You don't have to embellish Project 2025.
There's enough in there.
It's stunning, shocking stuff. I mean, like J.D. Vance is promoting one part of it, and that is to get rid of a college education.
Yeah.
They're discouraging people from going to college first. Then they're accusing colleges of indoctrination. And then they want to change colleges so they don't indoctrinate. They're not woke anymore, which means they're turning them into, you know, conservative colleges. And then if you don't like those colleges, you can do an online college and get an online degree. And I don't know what it is.
Easy.
It's another idea. It's a Trump University thing that Trump is promoting.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, that's all there is to it. It's just dumbing down of America. That's what they want to do. They just want to, you know, get rid of the education.
It's like
regular schools and colleges and universities.
We know after COVID that online classes aren't very good. They're not very successful at educating students.
Right.
And now we've got, you know, this easy way to get your degree, your bachelor's degree, or even more, at a Trump university. And it's free to the public. You can go online and get your degree free. And, you know, it's all on a matchbook now.
And they're going online because they know younger people love to watch screens.
Right.
They're hooked on screens, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? That's part of it.
Well, it is. It is part of it. Yeah.
Sam's shaking his head.
It's an online generation.
Yeah.
I think that Gen Z likes being online when it's engaging content. We don't like looking at a screen for the sake of looking at a screen.
Well, not a blank screen.
Right,
not exactly, but.
My son came up today again. just before I left.
Why is he doing this lately? He comes up right before you leave
for work. Is our discussion period.
Okay.
And he's talking about how he just watched, the movie.
Which movie?
Deadpool and Wolverine. He just watched it.
He watched
People in a theater hold cameras up there.
Oh, while they're watching
They're recording it on their phones,
okay, great.
And then they show it, and he was watching that.
Oh, boy.
God.
6:58, we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show, and Brittany Merlot will also join us with an update on the weather from the EAA.
John and Gordy Show. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Comedy Sports' own Mike Kauf. And it's National Wine and Cheese Day, so we'll act all sophisticated and talk wine and cheese.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.